It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, December 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. Two of Colorado's neighboring states are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down its recreational marijuana laws. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning says Colorado's laws clearly conflict with federal law. He says since the state began recreational sales, sheriffs in border counties have been inundated with stoned drivers, increasing costs to rural law enforcement agencies.
It's frustrating to have a sister state reaping tens of millions of dollars in tax revenue and sending over the problem side of it to us.
Oklahoma is also joining the lawsuit, and Colorado Attorney General John Southers says he'll defend the marijuana laws should the Supreme Court decide to hear the case. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.
Results were released this week from a survey conducted last year in Colorado high schools. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
Sarah Nichols is with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, and she says the survey was unique in that for the first time, three different state departments joined together to create one health survey for high school students.
The other thing that's really notable about the 2013 survey is that it was the first time that the survey captured the experiences of lesbian, gay, and bisexual high school students in Colorado. Unfortunately, the data show that lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth report disproportionate risk across almost every health domain in the survey, from nutrition to physical activity to mental health, violence and injury, substance abuse, and more. Lesbian, gay, bisexual youth were six times more likely than their heterosexual peers to attempt suicide. And other alarming statistics, such as they were five times more likely to experience forced sexual intercourse, about three times more likely to smoke cigarettes, and on. So as you can see, the data, they're not only slightly higher, but quite a bit higher across the board.
Nichols says the survey was also able to capture signs of hope and direction for their preventative programs.
So among those lesbian, gay, and bisexual students who said that they had somebody to go to for help, they were significantly less likely to have attempted suicide in the last 12 months. Similar protective factors were found among feeling safe at school and participating in extracurricular activities. So from the health department standards, we not only want to do things that reduce the risk, but we want to really emphasize that things like having a safe adult to go to, feeling safe at school, and being engaged in their school are things that we can help local communities increase to bolster those protective factors for young people.
She also points out that the increased risk of suicide, smoking, bullying, etc., isn't some inherent component tied to sexuality.
These health disparities that we see reflected in the data are not a direct result of lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth's sexual orientation. It's not some indication of some inherent pathology or dysfunction among these youth. And we really look to the evidence that demonstrates that there's decades of research indicating that health risks faced by lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth are directly related to the social context in which they're growing up.
The survey results are public, and schools and organizations are encouraged to use the data. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Delta County Memorial Hospital is once again expanding its healthcare options for patients. As KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports, earlier this month, the hospital opened an urgent care center in Delta.
We have a lot of the same things that an emergency room would have to care for people.
That's Jane Rosen. She's a nurse practitioner at Delta County Memorial Hospital's new urgent care. Rosen explains how it differs from the emergency room.
We deal with more acute problems such as upper respiratory infections, urinary tract infections, some wounds, and some lacerations. These are usually things that people can't get into their doctor's office for on the same day, so we're trying to pick up those clientele.
The facility opened December 1st, and it staffs two nurse practitioners who can write prescriptions. However, Rosen says there are a few services it doesn't offer.
People need to know that we do not have x-ray here, and we also do not have lab services here.
Urgent care is also right across the street from the hospital.
We can also triage to the emergency room if we feel that this isn't something that the urgent care can do.
Rosen says you don't need an appointment to be seen, and urgent care is usually cheaper and faster than the emergency room. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
If you live in or around Montrose County and you're waiting on some mail that should have arrived, you may have to wait a bit longer. Sheriff's deputies found bags packed full of stolen mail from Meeker, Ouray, Delta, Montrose, and Olathe. Catherine Jurgensen with Montrose County says this is more typical around this time of year.
Typically, people are mailing gift cards, you know, certainly small packages or gifts. So thieves are on the lookout for things of that nature. You know, we're going to work with the postmaster and conduct an investigation and see what we're able to come up with. But as you are probably aware, this is actually a federal offense. So it's a big deal. This is not something to be taken lightly.
The mail is being cataloged and returned to its owners. A former Mesa County Sheriff's deputy charged with impersonating a woman by creating a fake Facebook account and using it at the sheriff's office and home computers avoided jail time by taking a plea agreement. The Daily Sentinel reports that Vanessa Baxter was sentenced to serve 1 year of probation and complete 150 hours of community service after pleading guilty to misdemeanor counts of committing a computer crime and harassment. The name that Baxter used was of a real person, and the victim stated that the identity theft made her lose her job and her engagement. The judge also ordered Baxter to finish counseling sessions she's already started. And finally, state lawmakers returned to the Capitol on January 7th. Roughly two dozen legislators are first-time lawmakers. Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Representative Kim Ransom from Littleton is one of those new lawmakers. Even though she'll be a member of the minority party in the House, she says she plans to stick to conservative principles.
One of my opening statements that I gave in speeches during my campaign was that I homeschooled my kids and I know how to shoot.
Ransom says she's counting on the Republican-controlled Senate to block any Democratic bills she opposes. Democratic House leaders say they plan to focus on creating middle-class jobs and helping the long-term unemployed. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Up next, Western Slope Skies, followed by Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.